This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Plato. Whether you're out shopping today, taking a break from the football and leaf raking, or you're just relaxing in a leftover pie haze, we're glad you're with us today. It's time for Science Friday's tradition, highlights from this year's Ig Nobel Awards ceremony. The awards are handed out each year by the editors of the Science Humor magazine, the Annals of Improbable Research, for work in science that first makes you laugh and then makes you think. Like studying how reindeer react to people who are dressed up like polar bears. This year's celebration is the 24th First Annual Awards, and the theme is food, appropriate for the day after Thanksgiving, right? You'll hear the audience cheer whenever that word is mentioned. So expect lots of nutrition, digestion, and other food-related silliness. They even have an opera about people who decide that instead of eating real food, they'll just live on pills and dietary supplements. We won't be taking your calls this hour, so make yourself comfortable in that shopping traffic jam and let us whisk you away through the magic of radio and podcasts to Harvard Sanders Theater, where the dignitaries and ignitaries are taking the stage.
Ladies and gentlemen and forces of nature, welcome to the 24th First Annual Ig Nobel Prize Ceremony. Thank you. Professor Jean Berko Gleason will deliver the traditional Ig Nobel welcome speech.
Добро пожаловать. Да, я хао. Хуан Йинг. Üdvözöljük. Bienvenidos. Välkomna. Welcome. Welcome.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, literati, glitterati, pseudo-intellectuals, quasi-pseudo-intellectuals, and the rest of you, may I introduce our Master of Ceremonies, the editor of the Annals of Improbable Research, Chief Airhead, Mark Abrams.
We're gathered here tonight to honor some remarkable individuals and groups. Every winner has done something that first makes people laugh and then makes them think. The Ig Nobel Prize ceremony is produced by the science humor magazine, The Annals of Improbable Research, and proudly co-sponsored by the Harvard Radcliffe Society of Physics Students and the Harvard Radcliffe Science Fiction Association, and by the book, This is Improbable 2, ISBN 978-1780743615, and by the book, The Ig Nobel Cookbook, Volume 1, ISBN 978-1939385161. The editors of the Annals of Improbable Research have chosen a theme for this year's ceremony, and that theme is food. In case you're in doubt, food is the... To honor this year's theme, food, we've gathered recipes for preparing food from Ig Nobel Prize winners, from Nobel Prize winners, and other persons associated with the Ig Nobel Prize ceremony. We present to you now two brief, dramatic readings from the Ig Nobel Cookbook, Volume 1, ISBN 78193-938-5161. The first recipe will be read aloud by my co-authors of this cookbook, BU anthropology professor Corky White and Toscanini's ice cream proprietor Gus Rancatori.
No-brainer salmon made with Simmons Magnetron Vario 3T MR1 scanner.
Place salmon in Ziploc bag in head coil in bore of scanner.
disable specific absorption ratio and other safety measures to ensure magnet properly configured for salmon preparation. When prompted for patient weight, enter 1,000 kilograms. Scan till core temperature reaches 47 degrees Celsius. Multiple echo, multi-pulse sequences, best for...
Boom! Success.
Thank you. Our other dramatic reading will be performed by the chef who devised this very recipe which you are about to hear. Please welcome Nobel laureate Rich Roberts.
I grew up in England after the Second World War, when one learned to value simple foods, tasted good, cost very little, and weren't rationed. Here's my recipe for the perfect baked beans on toast. Open a small can of Heinz vegetarian beans, or if you live in the UK or an ex-colony, just Heinz baked beans. Place in a saucepan. Simmer at low to moderate heat for 5 minutes, stirring occasionally. Slice 2 pieces of your favorite bread to a thickness between 3/8 and 1/2 of an inch. Insert into an electric toaster and toast until nicely browned on both sides. Do not burn. To the toasted bread, while still hot, apply liberal quantities of salted butter. Then pour on the beans. Add salt and pepper as desired. While eating baked beans on toast, I always recommend a good, full-bodied Cabernet.
Thank you. It's time for the Win a Date with a Nobel Laureate contest. Here's Karen Hopkin to tell us about our laureate.
Even more yummy than baked beans on toast. Tonight's Win a Date prize is really the most. Sir Richard Roberts won a Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine in 1993 for his discovery of a hot new look that's gone totally viral, split jeans. He appeared as Dr. December in the 1997 Stud Muffins of Science calendar. A humanist and a gentleman, Rich enjoys playing croquet, snorkeling for marine genomes, and making fireworks. Win tonight's prize and you may get to put on your own display. Let's give a warm win-a-date welcome to Dr. Rich Roberts.
Now let's see which lucky audience member will win a date with this Nobel laureate. When you entered the hall, the ushers handed you an attractive printed program. Pick it up. Pick it up. Look through it. If your program contains a drawing of Britain's Queen Elizabeth contemplating a haggis, then you have won a date with this Nobel laureate. Come on up and claim your prize. Now get set for something special, the 24/7 lectures. We have invited several of the world's top thinkers to tell us very briefly what they're thinking about. Each 24/7 lecturer will explain her or his subject twice. First, a complete technical description in 24 seconds. And then, after a brief pause, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. The 24-second time limit will be enforced by our referee, Mr. John Barrett. Mr. Barrett, do you have any advice for our 24-7 lecturers?
Gentlemen, keep it clean.
The next 24-7 lecture will be delivered by a Nobel laureate in physiology or medicine, a professor of molecular biology and genetics at Johns Hopkins University, Carol Greider. Her topic, telomeres. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
Telomeres are repeated DNA sequences, TTAGGG, TTAGGG, etc., that protect chromosome ends. Every time a cell divides, some sequence is lost and telomeres shorten. However, telomerase can come to the rescue and elongate telomeres by adding TTAGGG, TTAGGG, etc. So telomeres are in continuous equilibrium, shortening and lengthening, shortening and lengthening. And when they are too short, cells die.
And now a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
Telomeres, keeping your cells alive since forever.
The final 24/7 lecture will be delivered by the creator of Soylent. Soylent is a food designed to be a nutritious, simple, staple meal for all adults. Here is Rob Reinhart. His topic, metabolism. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
Metabolism can be understood as 2 complementary processes. Catabolism, which breaks down organic matter into constituent matter and energy via cellular respiration, and anabolism, which builds these components back up into useful complexes such as proteins and nucleic acids. Enzymes are the proteins that are keys to these chemical transformations. Fundamentally, metabolism is about controlling the flow of energy which originates in the superhot core of the sun via fusion.
And now a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
Thanks to enzymes, humans are solar powered.
We need to take a break. We'll be right back with more from Sanders Theater in just a moment. Stay with us. This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. And if you're just joining us, we're playing highlights from this year's Ig Nobel Awards ceremony. Research that first makes you laugh, then makes you think. It was recorded in September of this year at Harvard Sanders Theater. If you'd like more Ig excitement, visit sciencefriday.com/Ig Nobel Party for an eyewitness account of the ceremonies and the celebration afterward. Here's Ig Nobel Master of Ceremonies, Mark Abrams.
The keynote address on the topic food will be delivered by an inventor who has patented more than 3,300 inventions. In 2005, he was awarded the Ig Nobel Prize for Nutrition for photographing and retrospectively analyzing every meal he had consumed during a period of 34 years. That was as of 2005. Now it's 43 years. Please welcome possibly the greatest man on earth, Dr. Yoshiro Nakamatsu.
Food. F-O-O-D means fundamentals of our disease. A physician said to me, my life will be end at the end of next year, because there is no therapy for my ductal cancer. Therefore, I have invented beating cancer food to live long. However, speech should not be long.
That- that was the first public announcement of this invention. You were here. You still are. This year, we have a second win-a-date contest. The prize here in the second contest is an Ig Nobel Prize winner. Here again is Karen Hopkin to tell you about our prize.
We're in for a special treat because our next prize is an inventor whose creativity can't be beat. Dr. Yoshiro Nakamatsu took home an Ig Nobel Prize in nutrition in 2005. A self-proclaimed cross between Da Vinci and Steve Jobs, Dr. Nakamatsu's inventions include spring-loaded jumping shoes, a thinking chair that cools the head while warming the feet, a wig that can be used for self-defense, and himself. Perhaps the greatest scientist in all of history, Dr. Nakamatsu enjoys running for governor of Tokyo, sleeping less than 4 hours a day, and coming up with big ideas while swimming at the bottom of a pool until his oxygen-starved brain is only half a second from death. If you take him home tonight, he may not show you his love jet, but the meal will no doubt be memorable. If not, you can look at pictures of it tomorrow. Please give an extra special win-a-date welcome to the one and only, the very important, Sir Dr. Nakamatsu.
All right. Let's see which lucky audience member will win a date with Dr. Nakamatsu. When you entered the hall, the ushers handed you that attractive printed program. Pick it up again, please. Pick it up again and look through it. If your program contains a drawing of Nobel laureate Roy Glauber, then you have won a date with Dr. Nakamatsu. Come on up and claim your prize. Wait, please. There are more people coming. This was rather unlikely. All right, here's what we'll do. Dr. Nakamatsu is a great inventor. Dr. Nakamatsu will invent an optimal way to go on a date with all of you. And as soon as Dr. Nakamatsu has obtained his patent for that, he will notify you. I hope. Thank you. Now let's get it over with, ladies and gentlemen, the awarding of the 2014 Ig Nobel Prizes. We're giving out 10 prizes. The winners come from many nations. This year's winners have truly earned their prizes. Karen,
yes?
Tell them what they've won.
This year, the winners each receive an Ig Nobel Prize.
What else?
And a piece of paper saying they've won an Ig Nobel Prize. It's signed by several Nobel laureates.
Do they get any money?
$10 trillion.
$10 trillion?
$10 trillion.
U.S. dollars?
Zimbabwean dollars. A Zimbabwean $10 trillion bill.
Do they get any food?
No.
How lovely. Thank you, Karen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the coveted Ig Nobel Prize. The prizes will be physically presented to the winners by Nobel laureates. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Nobel laureates, a 2009 Nobel laureate in physiology or medicine, Carol Greider. A 2007 Nobel laureate in economics, Eric Maskin. A 1993 Nobel laureate in physiology or medicine, Rich Roberts. 2004 Nobel laureate in physics, Frank Wilczek. A 1990 Nobel laureate in physics, Jerome Friedman. As usual, was prevented from being here with us tonight. He appears now via the magic of video.
Congratulations. I hope you are enjoying this as much as I am.
Thank you, Professor Friedman. Two other Nobel laureates had planned to be with us, but they had to tend to family medical ailments. Nothing terribly dangerous, but it had to be done. Dudley Hirschbach and Martin Chalfie send their greetings, and both of them, I believe, are watching live on the webcast. If you'd like to wave to them.
Please welcome our most special guests, the new Ig Nobel Prize winners. This year's winners represent many countries and more than three, but less than seven continents. Okay, it's five. Here they come.
The Physics Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize for Physics is awarded to Kiyoshi Mabuchi, Kensei Tanaka, Daiichi Uchijima, and Rino Sake of Japan for measuring the amount of friction between a shoe and a banana skin and between a banana skin and the floor when a person steps on a banana skin that's on the floor. Please welcome Kiyoshi Mabuchi.
This is a banana. Everybody know you appear as a little weapon in jokes. The low friction under your skin has to be essential. How low is your friction? I wonder, that must be low, similar to friction in our joints, which contain viscous gel. Come on, it's a scientific thing.
Stop. I'm bored. Please stop. I'm
banana,
bored.
Banana,
please
banana.
Stop.
Why are you so sleepy? So sleepy, so sleepy.
Please the stop. So I'm bored.
Mystery.
Please stop. Please stop. I'm bored.
You can collect your $10 trillion bill from the Nobel laureates over there. The Neuroscience Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize for Neuroscience is awarded to Jiangang Liu, Jun Li, Lu Feng, Ling Li, Jia Tian, and Kang Li of China and Canada for trying to understand what happens in the brains of people who see the face of Jesus in a piece of toast. Please welcome Kang Li.
Thank you very much to the Ig Nobel Committee for the prize. But I have a question for the audience. Have you ever seen the face of Jesus on toast? No? Elvis on a tortilla? No? Or your Uncle Bob in the clouds? No, that's too bad. It's perfectly actually normal for you if you do.
As our studies have shown, your brain is completely normal if you see non-existent faces in everyday objects. In fact, if you don't, your brain may actually lack the essential ingredients for a vivid imagination. And I have some good news for you, for those without a good imagination. I just found out you can buy a Jesus toaster on eBay for just $49.99. Thank you very much.
You can collect your $10 trillion bill from the Nobel laureates over there.
I'm Ira Flatow, and this is Science Friday from PRI, Public Radio International.
The Public Health Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize for Public Health is awarded to Jaroslav Flager, Jan Havlicek, and Jitka Hanusova-Lindova of the Czech Republic and Japan, and jointly to David Hanauer, Naren Ramakrishnan, and Lisa Seyfried of the USA and India for investigating whether it is mentally hazardous for a human being to own a cat. Please welcome Jaroslav Flager and David Hanauer and Naren Ramakrishnan.
Good evening. It's a great honor and great pleasure for me that you have awarded our work on manipulation activity of the parasite Toxoplasma on the third species of mammals, namely on a rather interesting and common species of primates, man. From scientific point of view, this discovery is not such a big deal. The manipulative activity of Toxoplasma was already described in mice, rats, another mice, and another rats. However, it could have some interesting and maybe a little bit disturbing practical implication, which I do not want to speak just today, but please don't eat soil-contaminated raw cats. I hope that this award could bring to the attention of both the general and scientific public our discovery of
And that was Jaroslav Flager. Now, please welcome David Hanauer and Naren Ramakrishnan.
What do you call a cat? What do you call a situation in which a cat wins an Ig Nobel? A catastrophe.
But seriously, I've got to tell you, I'm not lying when I say we're both feeling very excited right now by receiving this award. It feels really nice.
I think it'll really catapult our work to greater recognition.
But when I first found this unusual links between cat bites and human depression, I mailed a letter to my colleague. I dropped it in the litter box. And I wrote, "Do you know about this association, or is it new to you?" He read the letter and opened his mouth wide in disbelief and said,
"You can't be kidding about this litter. Spade isn't so."
But it turned out to be true, and it made us ask an ocelot of questions. Like, what could cause this?
The mystery of catalyzed our commitment to learn more and put us on to report it in the litter, Rachel. We put it with great doggedness.
So the next time you hear the pitter panther of little cat feet, give pause. And think about the amazing things data mining can uncover. Thank you.
Thank you.
The awards are produced each year by the editors of the Science Humor magazine, The Annals of Improbable Research. You can find out more about them at improbable.com. We need to take a break. We'll be right back with more from Sanders Theater in just a moment. Stay with us. This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. And we now return you to Harvard Sanders Theater for more highlights from this year's Ig Nobel Award ceremony. If you'd like more Ig excitement, visit sciencefriday.com/Ig Nobel Party for an eyewitness account of the ceremonies and the celebration afterwards. Here's Ig Nobel Master of Ceremonies, Mark Abrams.
The Biology Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize for... Yes, the Ig Nobel Prize for Biology is awarded to Vlastimil Hart, Petra Novakova, Eric Pascal Malkemper, Sabina Begal, Vladimir Hanzal, Milos Ježek, Tomáš Kusta, Veronika Nemkova, Jana Adamkova, Katerina Benediktova, Jaroslav Cerveny, and Hynek Berda of the Czech Republic, Germany, and Zambia for carefully documenting that when dogs defecate and urinate, they prefer to align their body axis with Earth's north-south geomagnetic field lines. Please welcome pretty much the whole team.
Scientists discovered that dogs can sense the Earth magnetic field.
That sounds interesting, but unbelievable. Let's see how they figured it out.
Here is the coordinator of the study with some of the dog keepers. The dogs are off the leash exploring a new territory.
And here we have the principal investigator, truly blinded. He gathered the data and sorted it according to the magnetic weather afterwards.
Look, under calm magnetic conditions, the dogs align their body axis approximately parallel to the magnetic field lines when peeing or pooing.
What happens when the Earth's magnetic field is shaky? The dogs seem to sense the small changes and they align randomly.
Clever dogs.
Truly.
Onward, the Arctic Science Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize for Arctic Science is awarded to Egil Reimers and Sindre Eftestal of Norway and Germany for testing how reindeer react to seeing humans who are disguised as polar bears. Please welcome Egil Reimers and Sindre Eftestal.
Working with the reindeer, high north, Svalbard, 77 degrees north latitude, we registered a rather hostile meet between the reindeer and a polar bear, and we decided that that is something going on which has changed in the high Arctic during the last decade. And there is more open water and less ice in the Arctic and more polar bears on land, more frequent interactions. A peaceful interaction or a rather prey relationship. So we decided to find out and dressed in a rather... And it was not possible for the polar bear to distinguish or the reindeer to see this is not a human. This had to be a polar bear.
Please stop. I'm bored.
Okay,
please
okay.
Please stop. I'm bored. Please stop. I'm bored.
No.
That's all we... Please stop.
Okay, go
ahead. I'm bored. Please stop.
It's okay.
I'm bored. Please
The Ig Nobel Prize for Psychology is awarded to Peter Jonasson, Amy Jones, and Minna Lyons of Australia, the UK, and the USA for amassing evidence that people who habitually stay up late are, on average, more self-admiring, more manipulative, and more psychopathic than people who habitually arise early in the morning. Please welcome Peter Jonasson.
I had something prepared, but I see this now, and I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with it. I'm originally from Connecticut, but I live in Australia now, and I'm afraid I won't be able to get through customs with this thing. I'm glad that my university sent me here, so thank you to my university. But if I don't make it back to work, I might actually be arrested at the airport in Sydney. So thanks to everyone here, and if you never see me again, I'll be stuck in jail in Australia. Thanks.
You can collect your $10 trillion bill from the Nobel laureates over there. The Art Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize for Art is awarded to Marina Di Tommaso, Michel Sardaro, and Paolo Livria of Italy for measuring the relative pain people suffer while looking at an ugly painting rather than a pretty painting while being shot in the hand by a powerful laser beam. Please welcome Marina Di Tommaso.
So, you don't know, but art can reduce pain. It is an Italian way of life. And if you have headache or low back pain, don't take pills, but go to a gallery and look for a paint you like. And for example, Botticelli is very good for teeth pain. Or Van Gogh is wonderful for bell pain. And in Italy, you can also come in Italy because we are very expert in forget pain for economical reasons. I watched two our very beautiful artistic creations. And artists probably don't know, but they may be the wonderful and very, very good doctors for pain. But they may be also the terrible painkillers. Thank you.
You can collect your $10 trillion bill from the Nobel laureates over there. The Economics Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize for Economics is awarded to ISTAT, the Italian government's National Institute of Statistics, for proudly taking the lead in fulfilling the European Union mandate for each country to increase the official size of its national economy by including revenues from prostitution, illegal drug sales, smuggling, and all other unlawful financial transactions between willing participants. The winners could not or would not be with us tonight. The Medicine Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize for Medicine is awarded to Ian Humphreys, Sonal Saraya, Walter Belenke, and James Dworkin of the USA and India for treating uncontrollable nosebleeds using the method of nasal packing with strips of cured pork. Please welcome Sonal Saraya.
Mm.
Well, the big thank you goes to all the cooking channels and the number of hours we spend there. Listening to bacon makes everything better. And then you have a vegetarian like me, and I don't know what to do with bacon. And then, of course, a bigger thank you goes to my grandma with all those not-so-tasty pies, but her old wife's tale where she said, put pork on anything and you'll be fine. So there you go. And it seemed to have worked for us at this time around. Thank you for this wonderful prize. Whoever said science was not fun.
The Nutrition Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize for Nutrition is awarded to Raquel Rubio, Anna Joffre, Belen Martin, Teresa Imerich, and Margarita Garriga of Spain for their study titled Characterization of Lactic Acid Bacteria Isolated from Infant Feces as Potential Probiotic Starter Cultures for Fermented Sausages. The winners wanted very much to be here. They were unable to travel, so they prepared and sent us this video acceptance speech.
Many thanks for the prize. For centuries, cultures across the globe have relied on microbes to help create a great variety of foods and drinks, like wine, yogurt, and salami. Microbes such as lactic acid bacteria are considered normal inhabitants of our gastrointestinal tract. And as such, experts say that intestinal strains should preferably be chosen to be used as probiotics that will ultimately improve our health. The question is, would an intestinal bacteria be competitive in sausage fermentation and produce a good product? If the answer is yes, we imagine a probiotic sausage as a vehicle for the delivery of bacteria with beneficial health effects. During our research at IRTA, we isolated 100 lactic acid bacteria from infant feces, a non-aggressive way to obtain intestinal strains, and purified for further characterization and assessment of their fermentation ability. And guess what? Some strains succeeded. So in the future, this could see fermented sausages join the kingdom of dairy products as food vehicles for probiotics. Why not give sausages a chance?
And we have a treat for the Nobel laureates. For each of them, a freshly made serving of probiotic Spanish sausage.
I'm Ira Flatto, and this is Science Friday from PRI, Public Radio International.
Now, Professor Jean Berko Gleason will give the traditional Ig Nobel goodbye, goodbye speech.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
On behalf of the Harvard Radcliffe Society of Physics students and the Harvard Radcliffe Science Fiction Association, especially from all of us at the Annals of Improbable Research, please remember this final thought. If you didn't win an Ig Nobel Prize tonight, and especially if you did, better luck next year. Thank you.
If you'd like more Ig excitement, visit sciencefriday.com/Ig Nobel Party for an eyewitness account of the ceremonies and the celebration afterwards. The awards are produced each year by the editors of the Science Humor magazine, The Annals of Improbable Research. You can find out more about them at improbable.com. That about wraps it up for us. We're going to leave you with a taste of this year's Ig Nobel mini opera. In this section, a chorus of bacteria living on and in the opera's protagonists are singing about nutrition and the microbiome. Thanks to Mark Abrams and everyone at the Annals of Improbable Research, and to audio engineer Miles Smith for his help in recording the ceremonies. Rich Kim is our technical director. Sarah Fishman is our audio engineer at the controls in the studios of our production partners at the City University of New York. Holiday thanks to the entire Science Friday staff: Charles Berquist, Jen Connor, Daniel Dana, Brandon Echter, Jennifer Fennick, Becky Fogel, Sarah Goldfarb, Luke Raskin, Christopher Taliata, Jen Kwok, Julie Liebach, Alexa Lim, Annie Minoff, Annie Nero, Christian Scotta, Chow Tu, and Ariel Zitch. If you missed any part of this program, or you'd like to hear it again, yeah, you can subscribe to our podcast, audio and video, on iTunes and Android apps, or you can point your tablet or your smartphone to our website at sciencefriday.com, where you can also join our mailing list. Please join us. And if you like us, then like us on Facebook. And of course, we continue a week-long discussion on Twitter at SciFry. Like to write to us? Yeah, please send your letters to Science Friday, 19 West 44th Street, room 412, New York, New York, 10036. Our email address is scifry@sciencefriday.com. Have a great holiday weekend. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.